Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Chris Vermeulen, founder and editor of The Technical Traders. Now Chris, I was chatting with you off mic asking you what sectors are catching your eye, because quite frankly, there's a lot of sectors that you can talk about that are in some pretty nice uptrends and have been breaking out. You outlined a couple to me that we're going to focus on, starting with the cannabis sector. You look at the ETF like MJ, and boy, oh boy, that one is just screaming higher. This week already up about 24%, and that's it's almost tripled really since late September. So overall, there's a lot more interest going into the cannabis sector. You're not the only one to have outlined just how strong these cannabis stocks have been doing over the last couple weeks and couple months. Now, I realize that this could just all be investors looking ahead to some sort of broad legalization in the U.S., almost a similar trend as what we saw in Canada about 4 years ago. But Chris, what are you seeing in either this MJ chart or the broad cannabis space in terms of this nice move higher?
Yeah, well, there's no doubt the MJ chart, when you look at the daily chart, it's just... it's as strong as it pretty much gets. It's a series of bull flags. It's stair-stepping its way up and working its way to the hard right edge, top corner. I mean, it's a perfect chart. And when you look at what we've seen, 6 days ago is when we had my strategy that I use called BAN, Best Asset Now, using relative strength. The MJ ETF gave us a signal. It's ranked number one on our list and says, you know, it's on the verge. All the technicals, the momentum, everything is saying it's about to pop and take off. And it's up almost 49% as of today, since you and I are talking, from just 6 days ago when it gave that momentum signal. So there's a huge wave of money moving into this sector. And I do feel it's actually overextended now. I think the fact that we saw a big gap up today, followed by another, 14% move today, I feel like it's kind of in that exhaustion move where it's going to have a big consolidation that lasts 1 or 2 or 3 months after this. But I mean, it's had a really nice run. And all of this is just another step up. And I think it's still going to continue to go higher longer term, as long as the stock market continues to want to trade sideways or higher.
Yeah, well, and that's a key, right? As long as we're supported by the broad averages continuing to grind higher than some of these other sectors, we just continue to see this rotation of money. One thing to note, too, about the MJ ETF is the high volume. This is historically high volume from what we're seeing really ever since the tail end of October. So it shows a lot of people getting interested as that uptrend was starting to develop there. Any credence that you put to just how much volume has crept into here?
Yeah, there's lots of volume, and I like to look at the on-balance volume. So not only is the volume bigger than really ever before, but the on-balance volume is hitting all-time highs, meaning more people are just buying shares and stashing them away, holding these for a long time. We're not really seeing any big sell-off days. We're not seeing huge selling in the shares. It's really people just buy them and then hold on to them because they think they're going to be worth a ton down the road. It's actually very similar to the EV market ETFs. They've got record volume, the on-balance volume as well, hitting all-time highs. These are kind of two pockets where money is going in and it's not leaving. They just hold on to it. And that's why they keep going higher. No one wants to sell their shares. And so it's creating there's lots of demand for it, but no one's willing to sell it. So it's driving these prices straight up.
So as I mentioned, the theme of these markets has, too, been rotation, right? And you even made the comment that you think this move is getting a little extended, especially with some of the recent gaps. But what does that mean? Are you taking some profits here? Are you going to let the position ride, thinking that some of this momentum would slow? What's your strategy?
Right. So the key with, long-term profitability in trading is managing risk and positions. And so, if you trade, position sizing is very important. If you trade too big and you take a loss, you damage your account. If your position's too small, you're never going to outperform the market. So you've got to know that, but really it comes down to what you just asked, is how are we doing this trade? So what happens is you create consistency in your profits or your trading by scaling out of positions. So we take profits on trades like this at 7%. We sell a quarter of the position. At 15%, we sold some more. At 20%, we sold another quarter. So now we're riding with just a quarter of the position left. It's up almost 50%. And We let it continue to run until a 15% trailing stop is hit. Then we'll get out and lock in the rest of those profits. Or if the stock market gives us a sell signal saying it's not favorable to own stocks or sectors anymore, we'll just get out of the trade no matter what the chart is doing. So that's how we kind of manage these trades going forward. So now we're on a free ride. We've locked in 20%. We've got a quarter of the position, and hopefully this thing, you know, goes up another 50% from here. I mean, it's sky's the limit. If it trades sideways for a while, it doesn't really matter. We've got our money out of it, and now we're just going to milk it for as much as we can.
Okay. Let's look at another sector here that you and I were talking about off mic. That's the energy sector, more specifically oil versus some of these oil and energy stocks, because oil's rebounded strongly and it continues to trend higher. We're closing in on $60 a barrel for crude, and I understand there's a lot of doubters out there. I'm even still a little bit surprised of how strong crude has been, but fact of the matter is the last dip at the tail end of last year was bought pretty strongly, and now this uptrend is pretty well established, but the stocks are still broadly lagging this strong move higher in crude. Where's the imbalance here?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, because generally you see the stocks that are based around a commodity move first, and they give you the kind of the early warning saying, whoa, if smart money's dumping into energy stocks, then we should see crude oil start to pick up because people are seeing, you know, future demand, so they get into these stocks quickly. And then eventually the demand picks up, crude will follow it. And usually crude has a little bit of a delay of, you know, a few days or so. But in this scenario, we're seeing crude oil have this massive leg to the upside in the last, you know, week and a half. And the energy stocks are still struggling to hit, you know, multi-month highs. They're really chopping around. And so it's a little deceiving what it means. Now, when I look at the crude oil chart, based on just the recent rally that we saw in January, and then it had a little bit of a pause, and now we're starting the second leg up, as of today, at $58 per barrel, that's a 100% measured move based on the oil price chart, meaning this is probably the end of this run for crude. It's probably going to take a pause here for 1 or 2 weeks, just like we saw in January, before it decides where it's going from there. And if oil's going to trade sideways, we're probably going to see the energy stocks kind of fizzle out of favor again. So there's some real mixed signals. I like oil here. I have a $62 to $64 target on it from a long-term chart pattern. But short-term, it's overbought. It just had a perfect run. And usually when it's run this amount, it's going to consolidate. And I think energy stocks are going to be out of favor as well.
So it sounds like you're not getting sucked into any of this. You're not saying that the energy stocks are going to play catch-up. Sounds like you think odds are that the oil price might pull back a little bit to these stocks.
Yeah, and you know, the energy stocks, like, based on the list, I mean, they're working their way up my ban hot list. Are they the best asset yet? They're not quite there yet. They're still just in the middle of the pack. They are gaining traction. They're starting to build a lot of big momentum, but I just haven't got that full-on signal yet to get into those. But I mean, as they hold up and continue to grind their way higher, they're becoming more exciting. I mean, I think a week from now, 2 weeks from now, depending how they're trading based on some other sectors and the other parts of the market, they could end up becoming a leader. I mean, they've been a rising star for a while, but in order to get top of the list where I like to trade them, they still have a little bit more work to do.
Okay. Now, another aspect of the energy sector is the clean energy sector, and that has been running. We've been talking a lot about that, still showing a lot of bullishness. Where do you stand on looking at the clean energy sector and the continued breakout here?
Yeah, I like the clean energy. Like PBW is one of the ETFs for it. There's dozens of them for this sector. But overall, we're seeing the clean energy sector break to all-time highs. It's got lots of volume. It's got all-time highs for the on-balance volume. So people are accumulating stocks and shares of these type of plays as well, and just holding on to them, because I think a lot of people see, you know, big bright future. Now, there will be a point here where these leaders, you know, do not become the leaders. They'll have some type of big correction and flush out. When will that happen? I'm not sure. It most likely when the stock market has some more significant correction, and then when everyone goes a step back into the market, potentially months down the road, or after the stock market has, you know, a multi-week or multi-month correction, there's going to be probably a new wave of sectors that are going to come back to life. It's, I think every time there's a cycle reset in the market, we tend to see a new kind of group of sectors lead the way out of it, depending on the event or the news and why the stock market corrected the way it did, or so we think anyway. So I like the energy sector, both clean and dirty, I guess you'd call it. But clean energy is definitely one of the leaders, and money continues to flow there. It's more exciting than the oil sector for sure.
So what about your take on the broad averages then, the broad U.S. equity markets? Because it's something you've alluded to twice here, is that unless the market breaks down, then you still see some of these standout sectors doing pretty well. But what do you think the odds are that the market breaks down?
Well, it's, you know, the market right now to me is actually on those last couple legs that we saw in 2019, right through to early to February of last year, just before the market crash. It's starting to perform and move very similar to like the S&P 500, how it did back then, where it's kind of grinding higher. Volume isn't anything huge by any means. More and more sectors are actually giving mixed signals that they're not all in a raging bull market right now. And I'm really keeping my eye on the utility sector. If the utility stocks start to rally over the next couple of weeks, or potentially even over the next month, even that to me is going to be the early warning sign, because we saw this last year where utilities really took off, even bonds took off as well, a month before the stock market topped. And that was telling us that some big money was rotating, you know, out of all these leading stocks, getting defensive and expecting there to be some type of market correction. And so that's what I'm keeping my eye on, bonds, utilities, to see if they're giving us any insight. But the reality is we're still in a bull market. We're playing the leading stocks, leading sectors, and really we just got to stick with those until the market gives us a reason to say, hey, you know what, that was a nice run. It looks like it's changed. Let's move to cash and reevaluate once this market shakes itself out here.
Yeah, that's a key, right? Let the market tell you when it's starting to turn over, because right now, as much as we hear about the valuations being at sky high levels and all this other data that says these markets need to pull back, fact of the matter is price is not telling us that right now. So something to consider, but boy, oh boy, these markets continue to be strong and there's a lot of standout sectors that are getting a lot of volume. That's another key indication too. Hey, Chris, great chatting with you, buddy. I will post a link to the Technical Traders website so everyone can follow along with what you're trading and some of the sectors you're watching. Thanks for your time, Chris. Have a great rest of your week.
Hey, thanks, Corey. You too. Take care.